Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vasaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Don Anabuski for Community Comment. Humboldt County is a unique place with businesses and organizations that offer a lot of products, talent, and creativity to the rest of the world. But our community can only thrive if we have good connections to that world. A coalition of businesses, institutions, individuals, and local governments, including the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission that I represent, have been working together to attract more air service to the area because they understand the need for good connectivity with the world. Not only have they been working together, but along with the Headwaters Fund, they've been putting money behind their efforts. The goal is simple: get more flights to more destinations. What's the emphasis on destinations about? It's all about reliability. If you show up at the airport, you have to have confidence that you'll arrive at your destination with minimal delays. And if you're a local institution like the Blood Bank or one of the great Fresh Humboldt Made companies, you need to know that you can get your freight to where it needs to go in a timely manner. Right now, that's not always the case. That leads to concerns about fog at our airport, a problem that we had in the past. The fog hasn't gone away, though we may no longer be the foggiest airport in the country, but a lot of other things have changed. We're no longer filling trenches alongside the runway with kerosene to disperse the fog like they did back in World War II, but our modern guidance systems are now good enough to allow planes to land in conditions with as little as 200 feet of visibility. So if we've overcome the fog issues through excellent technology, if cancellations due to problems at our airport are now much rarer events, why is service not as reliable as it should be? And this is where we come back to the need for a new destination. Nearly all our flights go to the San Francisco airport, and that's hemmed in by urban development on all sides and doesn't have the room to expand. They have two parallel runways that are both in use most of the time. However, during bad weather, those runways are too close together to use both of them safely at the same time. This situation results in delayed and canceled flights, and when they're choosing which flights to cancel or delay, it's hard for them to choose a flight that's already in the air, so they look to cancel flights that are close to San Francisco and still on the ground. Yep, you got it, that's us. And that's the reason why our creative businesses, institutions, tourism industry, and others need flights to other hubs as soon as possible. We need a major hub with good connections to the rest of the world to support the world-class businesses and tourism destinations that we have here. Other regional airports like ours all across the country are facing declining service as airlines merge and concentrate their services in the largest hubs, but I do have some good news. Happy to report that we're in the midst of serious talks with an airline to provide service to another major hub. Can't say more at this time, and of course, there are no guarantees in this very rapidly changing airline industry, but right now we're very hopeful. When that service arrives, it'll be important for us to fill those planes so we can keep that service here. In the meantime, we're continuing to do everything possible to bring in more flights to more destinations. Our community deserves it. This has been Don Anabuski for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.